Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Money Member by Ram Goldar and today Maseches Makos Daf Chav Gimel, the third parak Elohen Elokim. The Zichu Maseches program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas Torah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel says, if a person who does one avera which incurs karis forfeits his life because of it, then if he does one mitzvah, how much more so that his life should be given to him? Because the rate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reward is 500 times greater than the rate of his punishment. Rabbi Shimon says the psukim themselves teach this principle because the pasuk says that those who transgress arayos will be cut off, meaning they'll get karis. And the pasuk beforehand says about the laws of arayos, Asher yasa osam ha'adam v'chai behem, you shall guard my statutes and my laws which man shall perform and by which he shall live, teaching ko ha'yoshev v'lo avar avera, whoever sits and does not transgress an avera, meaning he abstains from arayos, nosim l'schar ko osam mitzvah, he's given reward like one who does a mitzvah and it's given life. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi says, if one who refrains from consuming blood, from which a person is repulsed, is still rewarded, the one who refrains from theft and immorality, which a person desires and covets, all the more so will earn merit for himself, for his generations and his generations' generations until the end of generations. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia says, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Zakos as Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to provide merit for Yisrael. Lafikach, hir b'lehem Torah u'mitzvahs. Therefore, he gave them an abundance of Torah and mitzvahs. As the pasuk says, Hashem chafetz aman tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem desired, for the sake of Yisrael's righteousness, that the Torah be made great and glorious. Therefore, he gave many prohibitions, such as eating creeping creatures, which a person would refrain from anyway, so that he would receive reward for it. And point number three, Rabbi Simlai Darshan, 613 mitzvahs were told to Moshe, 365 negative commandments, Kaminyan Yomos HaChoma, corresponding to the days of the Sower year, Masayim Va'arbim U'shmona Aseh, and 248 positive commandments, Keneged Evar V'shal Adam, corresponding to the number of a person's body parts. The Ribban explains that each day of the year warns him not to transgress an avera, and each part of a person's body urges him to perform a mitzvah. Rav Avnuna brought a source for this total from the Pasuk, Torah Tzivol and Moshe Marasha. Moshe commanded to us Torah as a heritage. The gematria of Torah is 611, and after adding the two mitzvahs of Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yelecha, which we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from Moshe, they total 630 mitzvahs. So once again, the 3 points are number one. In the next Mishnah, Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel says, if a person who does one avera, which incurs karis, forfeits his life because of it, then if he does one mitzvah, how much more so that his life should be given to him? Because the rate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reward is 500 times greater than the rate of his punishment. Rabbi Shimon says the psukim themselves teach this principle because the pasuk says that those who transgress arayos will be cut off, meaning they'll get karis. And the pasuk beforehand says about the laws of arayos, Asher yasa osam ha'adam v'chai behem, you shall guard my statutes and my laws which man shall perform form and by which he shall live, teaching ko ha'yoshev v'lo avar avera, whoever sits and does not transgress an avera, meaning he abstains from arayos, nosim l'schar ko osam mitzvah, he's given reward like one who does a mitzvah and it's given life. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi says, if one who refrains from consuming blood, from which a person is repulsed, is still rewarded, the one who refrains from theft and immorality, which a person desires and covets, all the more so will earn merit for himself, for his generations and his generations' generations until the end of generations. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia says, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Zakos as Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to provide merit for Yisrael. Lafikach, hir b'lehem Torah u'mitzvahs. Therefore, he gave them an abundance of Torah and mitzvahs. As the pasuk says, Hashem chafetz aman tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem desired, for the sake of Yisrael's righteousness, that the Torah be made great and glorious. Therefore, he gave many prohibitions, such as eating creeping creatures, which a person would refrain from anyway, so that he would receive reward for it. And point number three, Rav Simlai Darshan, Sheish Meot Shloshes Rei Mitzvahs Nemru Lo Moshe. 613 mitzvahs were told to Moshe. Shlosh Meot Veshish Mechamesh Lavim, 365 negative commandments, Kaminyan Yomos Hachama, corresponding to the days of the Sower year, Masayim Va'arbim Ushmona Aseh, and 248 positive commandments, Keneged Evarav Shel Adam, corresponding to the number of a person's body parts. The Ramban explains that each day of the year warns him not to transgress an Avera, and each part of a person's body urges him to perform a mitzvah. Rav Amnuna brought a source for this total from the Pasuk, Torah Tzivolon Moshe Marasha. Moshe commanded to us Torah as a heritage. The gematria of Torah is 611, and after adding the two mitzvahs of Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yelecha, which we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from Moshe, they total 613 mitzvahs. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Chaf Gimel. Our standard Siman is Kugelach. Kugelach is the game that children play with. It's like playing jacks. So here goes. At the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, the boys were given many rules, including don't eat creepy creatures during a game, in order to award them prizes. With the goal of scoring 613 points made from a combination of 365 red points and 248 green points. Once again, slow motion. At the Kugelach Championship, Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chav Gimel. At the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, which reminds us, we learned that Kol Yoshev Avar Aver, whoever sits and does not transgress an Avera, meaning he abstains from Arias, Nosin L'schar Ka'os a Mitzvah, he's given reward like one who does a mitzvah and is given life. So at the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, the boys were given many rules, including don't eat creepy creatures during a game, in order to award them prizes, which reminds us, Rav Hanani ben Kashia says, Ratzal Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Hashem wanted to provide merit for Yisrael, Lefichach Hibrahim Torah Mitzvahs. Therefore, he gave them an abundance of Torah Mitzvahs, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Chafetz Haman Sitko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Kodesh Baruch Hu desired for the sake of Yisrael's righteousness, that the Torah be made great and glorious. Therefore, he gave many prohibitions, such as eating creeping creatures, which a person would refrain from anyway, so that he would receive reward for it. So, at the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, the boys were given many rules, including don't eat creepy creatures during a game, in order to award them prizes. With the goal of scoring 613 points made from a combination of 365 red points and 248 green points, which reminds us, Rabbi Simlai darshaned that there are 613 mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Benu, 365 los aseis, corresponding to the days of the Sora year, and 248 mitzvahs asei, keneged evarav shel adam, corresponding to the number of a person's body parts. The Ramban explains that each day of the year warns him not to transgress an avera, and each part of a person's body urges him to perform a mitzvah. So once again, at the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, the boys were given many rules, including don't eat creepy creatures during a game, in order to award them prizes. With the goal of scoring 613 points made from a combination of 365 red points and 248 green points. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach hazara. Daf Yotes, so the Simmer Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. The disappointed young sailor sailing back in a yacht. Yacht? That must be one of Yotes. The disappointed young sailor sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his Maaser Sheni that he couldn't eat there. Nowadays, which reminds us, in a Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel said, one might think that a person can bring up his Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim nowadays and eat it, although the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. A hekesh between Bechor and Maaser Sheni teaches, Ma Bechor Eino Elifnei Habayis, just as Bechor is only eaten while there's a Beis Hamikdash, so too Maaser Sheni can only be eaten when there's a Beis Hamikdash. So the disappointed young sailor is sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his Maaser Sheni that he couldn't eat there. Nowadays, overheard the captain share stories of the old days when Tamei Maaser could be redeemed in Yerushalayim, which reminds us the Gemara teaches that Maaser Sheni, which is Tamei, can even be redeemed inside Yerushalayim. So the disappointed young sailor is sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his Maaser Sheni that he couldn't eat there. Nowadays, overheard the captain share stories of the old days when Tamei Maaser could be redeemed in Yerushalayim, while the deckhand showed him a picture of a man standing outside the walls who could no longer redeem his Maaser that was inside the walls, which reminds the Gemara discusses what the din is of a person's load of Maaser Sheni is inside Yerushalayim, but he is outside, or the reverse. Dav Chav, so the Zimmer Dav Chav is a cafe. So here goes. The Kohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos Cafe, that must be more on Dav Chav. The Kohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos Cafe, which reminds us, two psukim can prohibit making a bald spot for the dead, one about Kohanim and the other about Yisraelim. A Gezerah Shavah of Karcha Karcha compares the two for three laws. Number one, just as with Kohanim, one is liable separately for each bald spot. Number two, V'chayav al Rosh Kabein Ha'inayim, and is liable for a bald spot anywhere on the entire head, like between the eyes, since it says Barosham on their heads. So too, Yisrael is liable for each bald spot and anywhere on the head, although it says between the eyes. And number three, just as the Yisrael's prohibition is only for making a bald spot over the dead, the Kohanim's prohibition is as well. So the Kohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos Cafe, while the owner cut off a waiter's payas with the waiter helping out, which reminds us, someone taught a brisa before Rav Chista, Echad Maki ve'echad Nikaf Loka. Both the one who rounds the payas and the one receiving the rounding receive malkas. Rav Chista objected, the one whose payas were rounded didn't commit any act. Three answers are given. Number one, the brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds one is Loka for a love she'en bo maisa. Number two, Rav says the case is one who rounds out his own payas and is liable twice for this act, as a makiv and as a Nikaf. And number three, Rav Ashi says, b'masayeya v'divrei akol. The case is one who proactively assists in his payas being rounded, thereby committing a physical act, and thus it agrees with everyone's opinion. So the Kohen and Yisrael comparing bald spots at the Makos Cafe, while the owner cut off a waiter's payas with the waiter helping out, didn't notice a customer cut himself five times over the loss of a relative who was liable for each cut, which reminds us, a brisa states that had the Torah only written veseret and a cut, the prohibition might have included cutting oneself or the loss of his house or ship. Therefore, the Torah wrote lenefesh for a departed soul, teaching enochayev el ha'mes bovad. One is only liable for cutting himself from anguish over a dead person. If one makes five cuts in his flesh over one dead person, he's liable for each cut, because the extra word veseret teaches lechayev al kol srita v'srita to make him liable for each and every cut. Daf Chafal, so the Simmer Daf Chafal is a car because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. The man in love with his ka, that must be on Daf Chafal. The man in love with his ka so much that he tattooed it on his arm was driving to Basin to get malkas, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hakosev Ksovas Ka, one who writes a tattoo is liable to malkas. If one wrote with ink on skin, but did not etch in the skin to allow the ink inside, or he etched the skin without ink, he's not liable to malkas, ad sheyichto v'yikakea, unless he writes and etches the skin with black ink or blue dye, b'kol davar sheroshem, or with anything that leaves a mark. Rabbi Shimon says one is not chayv unless he writes Hashem, the name there, which the Gemara explains to mean a name of Avodah Zarah. So the man in love with his ka so much that he tattooed it on his arm was driving to Basin to get malkas, together with the drunk Nazir who was high five sets for drinking wine all day and warned numerous times, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches when one gets multiple sets of malkas for repeating an avera. Nazir Shea Shosi Yain Kol Yom, a Nazir was drinking wine all day, but was warned only once, in Chayv El Achas, he's only liable to one set of malkas. But if they warned him, Al Tishteh, do not drink, warning him before each drink, he's chayv for each drink after a Hasra. The same applies to a Nazir who repeatedly makes himself tummy from a corpse or shaves his hair. So the man in love with his ka so much that he tattooed it on his arm was driving to Basin to get malkas, together with a drunk Nazir who was chayv five sets for drinking wine all day and warned numerous times. When they noticed the Kohen Nazir plowing a single furrow in a cemetery with a cow and a donkey who was chayv malkas for multiple prohibitions, which reminds us, the Mishnah continued, Yesh Choresh Telem Echod, Mechayv Olav Mishum Shmon Olavim. There is a case where one plows a single furrow and is liable for eight prohibitions and then proceeds to list all eight. Daf Chabbeis. So the Simmer Daf Chabbeis is a cab. So here goes. The cab. That must be on Daf Chabbeis. The cab who picked up a man along with his disqualified carbon bull that he redeemed and bred, making him liable for two sets of malkas, which reminds us, Rabbi Hoshaya says, Marbia Shor Psuihim Mukdashim, one who breeds a bull, which was a disqualified carbon and redeemed, even with its own species, Lokishnaim, incurs two sets of malkas. This carbon, which was disqualified with a mum, allowing redemption, may be shechted and eaten, but retains some status of Kedusha and remains forbidden in work or shearing. It's therefore considered like two bodies of different species, and any breeding, even with a cow, is considered interbreeding. So the cab who picked up a man along with his disqualified carbon bull that he redeemed and bred, making him liable for two sets of malkas, stopped at 40-1 Mako Street, which reminds us, the next Mishnah gives the maximum number of malkas received, Arbaim Chasar Achas, 40-1, meaning 39, because the Pasuk says, B'mispar Arbaim, in the number of 40, meaning Minyan Shu Samach L'Arba'im, the number which is next to 40. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says he receives literally 40 lashes. The 40th lash, which is not divisible by 3, is between his shoulders. So the Kabu picked up a man along with his disqualified carbon bull that he redeemed in bread, making him liable for 2 sets of malkas, stopped at 40-1 Mako Street, where Basin carried out the malkas procedure, which reminds us the next mission describes the malkas procedure. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do we learn that Maaser Sheni is not eaten in Yerushalayim nowadays? That's on Daf. Good test. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we learn B'mispar Arba'im means giving 39 lashes? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number 3, which stuff do we learn Azar is pata from eating from a chattis or ashem before Zrika? That's on Daf. Yod Ches. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you have a Gezer Sheva comparing Kohanim to Yisraelim in 3 laws relate to Korech Karcha, making bald spots on one's head to mourn the dead? That's on Daf. Chaf. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn that Tariq Mitzvahs have 365 Lavin and 240 Mitzvahs Aseh? That's on Daf. Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn Bikurim, which became ineligible for Kriya, are left to rot based on the principle of Kohar Rui Labila? That's on Daf. Yod Ches. Good. Number 7, which stuff do we discuss if Rabbi Shimon's Malkus for a Kol Shu is only for Chita because of Beria or even Kemach? That's on Daf. Yod Zayin. Good. Number 8, which stuff do we learn whoever sits and does not transgress an Avera, meaning he abstains from Arias, no son Lashar Kos to Mitzvah, is given reward like one who does the Mitzvah? That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 9, which stuff do we learn that there's a case where one plows a single furrow and is chai for 8 Isurim? That's on Daf. Chafal. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mazaki Yisrael? Therefore, Hebrew Hem Torah U'mitzvahs. That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.